YouTube takes so much out of me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times where you can compare yourself to others.
So that's how you kind of get lost in the source. Mm.
If you don't focus on yourself and what you're doing and you're thinking too much about what other people are doing, it's gonna like take a toll on you.
Mm. Yeah. We have all these platforms, like what are we doing with them?
It's entertaining, but it's given us a title of like very...
We're different.
Yeah, but in a negative light, learn to be content and comfortable in who you are before you go and publicize who you are.
Hey guys, you're tuned into Unfiltered Chats with Z, a podcast for open and honest conversations of challenges and experiences of the youth. Get ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and much more. Let's dive in. On today's episode, we have two lovely ladies with us, Bontle and Angela, who you may know from TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram for their exceptional fashion sense and entertaining videos. So today, ladies, can you tell us about your background and how you basically started Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube?
Start, babe.
I actually started off on YouTube like 4 years ago. It was like a very impulsive decision, honestly. Like, I just went through with it. Like, I was like, you know what, let me just start. It was a passion, so I went ahead with it, and I didn't think that I would actually like come here right now. Like, I'll be here, but I'm here, you know. Like, I've just really grown, like, I don't know, like,
so from, it started off on YouTube, and then from there you went to Instagram
and then TikTok, and then like all my platforms all together joined, like, just grew and stuff.
And you?
So the platform that I grew on was Instagram. I started, it was just a random post, a picture that I took on the streets. I had locks at the time. And then I posted the picture. And then I remember going to back to school with Ange. And every single day I'd be like, blowing up. This is how much.
So it was that one picture.
It was just that started. One picture.
Was it your first picture on Instagram?
No, it wasn't my first one. It was one of those random ones that just popped up. And then, from TikTok, I mean, from Instagram, it grew. And then as I was on TikTok, and then that grew as well. And then recently I started with YouTube, and that's growing as well. So
Angela, with you, when you posted that YouTube video, did that video blow up, or as you started going, it?
My first few videos, like maybe like 10 videos, they were like 70 views, 50 views. And then I started doing like back to school content, vlogging at school. So like that's where my personality started like showing a lot. And people started enjoying my personality. I was like, oh, okay. Then I started growing from there.
So what inspired you guys, or who inspired you guys to start sharing your lives on social media, especially YouTube, because you know you're like vlogging every day, like you're sharing your life. So what inspired you guys to do that?
I think there's several influences, but I think they also inspired each other.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we actually started YouTube and our friend group all together at the same time. And then
did you guys have one, or it was separate?
No, separate. At the same time. And then the rest of us just lazied off, and Angela kept going and kept pushing. And I don't know. You know more YouTubers that pushed all of us into it.
I just have like a lot of YouTubers that I watched at the time. And I'd be like, oh my God, I also want to do a morning routine. Like, so I wanted to do that a lot. So that's why I just like branched into
Also, that's the thing of you guys liked YouTube and stuff. And then you also decided. So how would you define identity, especially in terms of like our generation? So like when you think of someone, what do you think like defines them? For me, I would say like the way they carry themselves, also the way they dress. So me, I feel like before I talk to someone, when I see them, I see the way they dress. That's the way they carry themselves. So what would you guys say, like, when you see someone, what defines
personality? I feel like it's personal. Like your aura. Like when I approach you your and you're like down and like, I don't know.
I feel like, obviously, like, instantly it's going to be physical, like, appearance.
And then once you get to know the person.
But like you said, how you carry yourself, how you express yourself, how you treat people when you interact with them.
Yeah, I'd also aura. Say, like, mindset. Like,
mindset as well. Yeah. Heavy on that.
Yeah, because if I don't have the same mindset as someone, I feel like, you know, it's not gonna really... Like, you'll know when you don't get along with someone. You guys don't have the same...
Definitely.
So, what were some pivotal moments or experiences that helped you shape your identity? So, any situation in your life that helped you become the person that you are today?
Can I start?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I've had so many, like, experiences in my life where I did things that were not aligning with, like, the person I'm supposed to become. But, like, having my friends, like, B, Malaika, really just shaping me and telling me, girl, you need to do this, you need to stop doing this, do that. Like, I feel like my friends play, like, a huge part in, like, shaping me and, like, yeah.
I think a pivotal moment in my life, yo, that's an interesting question, that shaped my identity. I think I would give it to... So I have older cousins.
Mm.
I think lockdown was when I kind of really found my identity in the sense of, like, being interested in social media or being interested in, like, philosophy, because my older cousins are like my older sisters and I would, like, idolize them at the time. And so during lockdown, I was with them consistently.
Most of the time,
literally the entire time. And so... I think that was a pivotal moment in my life that changed me because I adapted to the things they'd read, the things that they'd look at, the things that they'd watch, and then it shaped me in all honesty.
Yeah, so basically the people you guys were, like, surrounded with had an influence. Yeah, I do think, like, most of the time the people that you are surrounded with do have an influence on you, and it can be good or bad. That's why I feel like it's important to surround yourself around, like, good people who will have a good influence on you.
Definitely.
So, have you guys, like, faced any challenges in finding your identity? Yeah. Like, especially on social media, like, how did you overcome it? Because with me, I feel there's a lot of times where you can compare yourself to others or want to do a certain thing, but then you're like, this is not really me. Mm. Yeah. So has that ever happened where, you know, kind of lost yourself, you know, and then...
Definitely.
I think there was a time, actually, we were, like, very inconsistent with, like, our craft.
Yeah.
And, like, we went on FaceTime call and we're like, dude, like, we have all these platforms. Like, what are we doing with them? Like, what are we doing to grow more? Like, we're just, like, leaving them. And it's just like, what are we doing?
I think also because we were both in an art school. And so kids there are very, they're very, a lot of them are grounded in who they are. Like, they found themselves in a sense.
Yeah.
They found their passion. They've kind of figured themselves out. And so as a teenager, seeing that, it's what's the word? You yearn for that eventually. Yeah. And so that's how you kind of get lost in the source. Mm. So, yeah, definitely being surrounded by people that have also, in a sense, found themselves played a role in me losing my identity. Mm. Obviously, with social media as well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People are, this lifestyle content. Hey,
you also lose a lot of motivation.
Yes.
Because
I feel if you don't focus on yourself and what you're doing and you're thinking too much about what other people are doing, it's going to, like, take a toll on you.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Mm.
So how do you guys think social media has an impact on, like, young people, especially our age, and the way they see themselves and others?
You know what it is? I feel like it has both a negative and a positive impact.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can say that social media has played a very large role in, like, the mindset that I have.
Yeah.
There are those people that provide platforms where they teach.
Yeah.
Like spiritually, or you know, they just guide people. So there's definitely that side of social media, but I think it depends on you as a person. Like, you need to have a mindset that's very strong.
There's a lot of niches,
you have to have a strong mindset, whereas you don't allow the negatives to impact you. But it takes a lot to get there. And also, we're youth, we're young, so it's hard to get to that
point. Yeah, and I feel like it's normal to have different stages where one time you don't know, like, you maybe on the negative side and then you realize, okay, yeah, no, I need to change. And then, but it's like a part of life, like, it happens.
Yeah, Definitely. Mm. So, yeah, both negative and positive impact.
Okay, so have you experienced any negative effects of social media on your mental health and self-esteem?
Yo.
Angela!
Where do I even start? YouTube takes so much out of me.
Mm-hmm.
To like take and post like a video on YouTube, it takes so much.
And I don't think they understand.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I'm such a perfectionist. Mm. Like, I don't think people understand.
Especially
like,
your videos. I've watched your videos. Yeah.
One video takes me ages. Yeah. Mm. Because I focus on little details like sound effects, like the text, the merging into other sounds. The sounds have to merge in together. Like, I make sure everything is perfect. My thumbnail is detailed to the T. So it just like drains so much out of me, plus school, plus like outside things, my mental health, family, friends. It's so much all at once.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I think that's played a role in me being demotivated a lot, especially recently in social media. I could say the same, definitely. And once you are consistent, people have expectations.
Yeah.
So when you're not in your bag, trust and believe.
Or it's like, when are you posting?
Exactly, you're going to be reminded. And already you're dealing with a lot. And, you know, it's inevitable in, you know, being in social media. But, like, yeah, it can get very overwhelming.
I feel like it's nice when you start off as doing it for fun. But once it starts to feel like a job, like now.
I emphasize on my platform.
Like, it changes everything.
All my comments is, Angela, post, Angela, post.
Yeah.
Even my friends' comments. Like, tell Angela to post. It's gotten too much. Like,
Sometimes it's just a lot of pressure. So what advice would you guys give to, like, young girls who are on social media and struggle with, like, comparing themselves to others or, like, to you guys? And maybe, like, they also get cyberbullied and stuff when they try to do these things like YouTube and TikTok. What advice would you give to them?
I'd say the best thing to do is to take a breather, like, honestly speaking. Mm-hmm. Sit back. Introspect, like reflect internally, because we prioritize breaks. When it's break time, it's break time, because it does, and we still struggle with those things to this day. Personally, I still do. So I'd say sit back, introspect, like, and also learn to be content and comfortable in who you are before you go and publicize who you are, because social media, it's, you're bound to receive the positive, the negative. But as long as you're content in who and what
and
you are
know
right
that
now,
what you're putting out is like good. It's not like negative type content.
So inputting effort and also having contentment with
and
yourself.
And just going for it and being consistent.
Yeah, also once you're confident with like who you are and people tell you something, you won't really like, it won't really affect you because you already know you're comfortable with who you are. So, with your growing online presence, how do you maintain, like, being real, being authentic, and staying grounded to your values and morals?
When I started off, actually, I wasn't really being myself. Like, I was so scared to take out my personality, because I was so scared that, like, people are going to think I'm weird.
Yeah.
People are going to think that I'm... But now, more than ever, like, I started posting my personality, like really just putting my personality in my content.
The bloopers.
Yeah, at the end of your videos. Like, and people are really enjoying that. So I'm just really going with it. Like, I'm like, okay, this is what people want, I'm gonna give. So yeah, just like go for it with personality. Like, I just feel like everyone is different. You can't try to be like someone else. Stick to your personality and people are gonna like it because it's you.
And in terms of like social media and your guys' values and morals, I know you guys are Christian, right? So has it ever, like, you know, played a role or like...
I can talk about that all day. Okay, to answer, what was the question again? It was...
How do you stay real?
Oh, how do you stay real? I think I struggle with that because... As I've grown, I've become more, I don't know, enclosed with access to me. So I'm still learning to be authentic. But I'm not saying I don't showcase personality in my videos. I'd say I do. And then in terms of morals, I And I think that's why I've also been inconsistent on my social media accounts right now, is because I have been reflecting on how my accounts align with who I am right now. So it hasn't been evident as of yet. I feel like it has, but not as much as I'd like it to. But it is definitely going to be more evident on my social media platforms, my morals and what I align myself with. And I'm going to try my best to not contradict that, especially now that it's publicized. You know, you're Christian.
Yeah.
You can't contradict.
Okay, so what are some practices or habits you have developed to prioritize your well-being and, you know, your mental health on social media?
Breaks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you, I don't know what I'm thinking about. What are you
I'm
thinking
I'm so far away. Like, I don't know what I'm thinking
what
about.
What do you do when you break, when you take breaks?
When I take breaks.
Like, what do you do,
like, just
to prioritize your mental health? I take breaks.
Or in those breaks, what do you do? Oh. So that, you know, like, you don't go insane. Because, like, right now, you're always on social media.
I think I just prioritize God more. Like, I try to, like, go to church more. Like, really learn the Bible, because I'm still new to this, like, God thing. So, like, I'm just trying to get into, like, reading the Bible, also get back into reading, because I was slacking with that. Like, primary school, I used to read all the time. Now it's just, like, I don't have time for that, so I've been trying to prioritize that. And just, like, quality time with friends, family, outings with my friends, and, like,
Do you guys ever, like, go out and, like, not film? Or, like, most of the time when you go out, you're filming?
I do.
When we have a good time.
When we have a good time, we
forget that we're YouTubers and, like,
but social media personas. But there are days where I just tell myself, I'm not going to film today.
Yeah.
But it is rare, honestly.
I think when I'm with family, I don't really
film that much. Same.
Because it's just, like, I don't know.
That's actually something to reflect on now. Because we're always filming around each other.
Yeah, definitely.
Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, how do you balance your online self and your personal relationships? So, has there ever been a time where, like, you had a friend who you saw, like, once you started, like, getting up on social media, they started acting up and, like, you know, people start acting or treating you differently?
So I have, like, old friends or, like, people that I knew from, like, back then that just found that I'm, like, now, like, a social media persona. And now they see me so differently. They think that, oh, like, you're, like, a social media persona. Like, every time, like, oh, my God, Angela, like, when are you? Like, they're acting like other people. Like, it's not.
We don't have genuine
conversations anymore. It's just, like, all about social media. Like, oh, your YouTube, everything like that. So it's just, like, I don't know.
I also now struggle with making genuine relationships, even platonic, whatever it is, like, I struggle because people now just want to benefit off of you. And it's weird. And there is a switch up in school as well.
Also, they think that because you have such a high following, like, it determines, like, who you are. Like, oh, you have such a high following. Like, you probably get so many people.
You're placed on such a high pedestal. For no
reason. But you're still the same person.
Exactly. Nothing just showcasing in your life, documenting.
Yeah. Who do you guys look up to in the social media industry?
Me? Lee Kuzwayo. Like, the way that she's so... She's to herself. And she also documents her life so beautifully.
Like, we don't know too much.
We don't know. That's what I love. Yeah. I love that so much. So I definitely, that's how I intend to have my social media platforms look like. That's the vibe.
For me, it's Dumi Moliko.
See? Oh, that's
so cute. Because she's just like, her personality.
Yeah. And she's so herself.
Like, she's so herself. Like, she really makes sure. It's like, we're on FaceTime.
Yeah.
Like, when I watch her videos. Like, also, she's just... Everything.
The baby now.
The baby.
Guys, I love children.
Yeah, I love children so much. And I want to be a young mom. So she inspires me.
Same. How do you balance school and social media?
I'm not balancing. It's really not balancing. I struggle.
I try to incorporate school content into my videos. So then I'm like, kind of killing two
Birds with One Stone.
Yeah. So, yeah, sometimes I incorporate school content into my YouTube videos. It makes the job easier. Or sometimes I just, like, focus on school for the week, and then on the weekends when I go out, I film. Yeah. So it makes it easier. Yeah. Yeah.
And you?
Me, I don't
balance this one.
I would say, like, I just... Okay, most things I do last minute, that's the thing.
Same.
Most things, like, I'll film and then, okay... I have work now and then.
Exactly.
You know, just do it then.
I don't think the school I'm in allows me to balance. It's
just, yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Okay, what do you think about the noise happening right now in social media and influencer, like, podcasting world? So, basically, in other podcasts and what other people are, like, the content that they're creating, what do you guys think about it?
Hey. Yay. It's entertaining now.
Yeah.
But I feel like the followers that they're getting aren't really because it's genuine. Like,
yeah.
People follow them because, yo, like, this one, drama.
Yeah.
They follow. And it's just like, I don't know. Like, it's not, it's creating such a negative, like,
a toxic
space. Yeah. So now they look at the youth as, like, yeah, you guys are like this.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Or they expect drama and
definitely.
New content.
Exactly. It's entertaining, but it's given us a title of, like, very...
We're different.
Yeah, but in a negative light. Mm. And also, even the ones coming after us are being entertained by this, and it's instilling a very toxic and immature mindset in them.
And they try to stir up drama within, like, us. Yes. Like, oh my God, what do you think about this one?
Are you guys still friends? What's happening? So do you think that you have a level of social responsibility of the things you put out since you are an influencer? And how can people use it positively?
Definitely. Especially with my alignment spiritually, I definitely have a responsibility. How I choose to... What was the question? How am I going to use it positively?
How do you use it positively, yeah?
I try my best to not, like I said, produce content that contradicts who I am and what I believe in. Mm. And I just hope to, with the platform that I have, provide people with that mindset of just...
Yeah,
it's a minority, yes, but just to try grow
it starts somewhere.
It does.
Same thing with hers.
So, what can listeners expect from you guys in the future? You guys have anything in store for us?
This podcast for one. Definitely expect me more on your screens. Hopefully. And I intend on producing content that just helps or guides people to God. Like, I always pray to God that He uses me as a vessel with the platform that I have. That's why I said earlier, it's not as evident right now.
Let me cook,
I'm coming. And yeah. I'm still figuring it out, but yeah, that's what I can say for now.
I'm still, like, embarking on, like, a model journey. Like, a lot of brands are noticing me, like, modeling and stuff. So I think with modeling, I think you guys are going to see me more, and, like, brands, you know, hair brands as well.
How does that actually happen? Like, do you guys just get, from your post and stuff, get approached by these brands, or do some of them, do you guys approach them?
Some of them, like, I just follow and then expect, okay, like, maybe they'll, like,
maybe
check out my page. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll come model for you.
But majority of the time they do DM.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Were you guys in, like, any modeling agencies?
We are.
Yeah, oh, we're currently still in my friend Ned.
So how's that going?
I just need to update my portfolio. Like, it's been like 3 years now. Then I was wearing skinny jeans.
Wait, how long have you guys been in it?
I've been there since, what, 3 years?
Beginning
2020. I think 2021.
Oh, so it's been long.
2021. I just haven't, like, updated my portfolio and really taken that, like, road seriously.
But has that helped you guys, like, get more exposure?
But I joined recently.
Oh.
It did help. I feel like I'm outing them.
No, but no, it's for more me, like a professional one rather than like.
No, I think I was doing like casting auditions. Mm. So if I had taken that seriously, I think I would have been like more recognized and they would have like been helping me.
Yeah.
But I wasn't taking it seriously because I wouldn't go to like the casting auditions because of the long lines. Yeah. Like, there's so many lines, so many people, like also the nerve wracking traveling to there and then not getting the audition. And then, you know, like it was so demotivating. So I just like fell off. But I need to get back into that.
I'm enjoying my experience there thus far. I joined recently. And I was venting to my brother about how they were very cooperative as soon as I got in. So, yeah, I'm happy. Mm.
So, have you guys ever thought of, like, applying to any other modeling agencies or for now?
Not really.
Me personally, no. Also because I don't necessarily see modeling as like my main thing as of right now, so I'm not really prioritizing that right now.
Oh, okay. Oh, I've seen you guys like model for these brands like FIM and Saints Club. How's that going? Is that also like
nice? It's going well.
Yeah,
it's going well.
So, have you guys experienced any problems with that? Nothing.
Not really. No. Mm.
So we're done with like more of the like long questions. Now we're gonna move on to the rapid fire questions.
Oh my gosh, what is rapid fire?
These are just like short questions. They're not anything serious, you know.
Okay.
So the first one: are you guys an early bird or night owl person?
I am definitely an early bird.
I'm a night owl.
Why?
I just love. I'm productive at nights. Like, I'll bake, I'll, like, clean up my room, like, at the end of the day. Like, everything must be organized for the morning so I wake up, like, properly and, like, yeah. So I'm definitely a night bird.
I think I was an early bird. Right now I'm in production, so it's very draining in the morning.
Yeah.
But, like, on a good day, on a regular, regular day, I love mornings because I make sure that I wake up to good music, make my breakfast, get ready.
I feel like school has forced me to be like a night owl.
Yeah.
Because like, okay, low-key me, I'm not always organized. So like most of the things I do are in the night.
Mm. Mm.
So now I've just gotten used to doing things in the night.
Mm.
So like I just feel like I just became a night owl through that. And low-key working in the night. Yeah. But it's not bad working in the nights. Yeah, it's not bad. I'm with you on that.
I will go to sleep. Ask this one. I know.
That one falls asleep at four.
Not even. But I'm not old.
I can sleep late, but then I'm going to wake up like late. Late. And then the next question is, what is your favorite social media platform?
Definitely. Yo, that's a hard question. My favorite or the one that I use the most?
Your favorite.
My favorite. TikTok, unfortunately.
Mm.
Because it puts me onto music.
Yeah.
And it's entertaining. Yeah. So I'd say TikTok.
Mm.
I think YouTube, but also TikTok as well. But like YouTube as well.
I feel like YouTube because it's low-key more peaceful.
It is.
TikTok, like, you there's just a lot going on.
You can just put a YouTube video there, get ready, like TikTok drama.
There's comments. There's a lot that can happen on TikTok compared to YouTube. Yeah. So what is your guys' biggest pet peeve?
I don't like people that deliberately copy. Like, I don't mind. I don't mind taking inspo.
Yes.
I don't mind, you know, crediting as, like, that's calm.
Mm.
But, like, someone deliberately taking on what you do.
Like, the sound, the beginning of your video, you take the sound.
Yeah.
And then they take the same effects, the text.
I see that. I'm not even
mad. And they put it there.
Like, oh, but with Angela, it goes crazy. Like, there's people... it goes so crazy. People will copy.
Yeah. Like, besides the title, yes. But, like,
when I watch the video, it's like, you're doing exactly what I'm doing.
Exactly. Mm. People constructed the exact same.
Because like, we watch our videos too.
Yeah. They'll copy mannerisms. And it's just like.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm also like that, there with
that. Yeah, that also. You too. Yeah, I don't like.
That bores me. And in general, not even like social media.
Yeah,
and stuff,
in general.
Everything.
In
like,
general. Like, I feel like give credits.
Yeah, give credits. Also, like, if you're gonna ask for help or want to do something that, like, I'm doing, then, like, you know, say nicely, let's talk it out rather than just take my ideas and just go with
there,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, next question. What's the best advice that you've ever received?
Best advice.
Oh, Zandi.
Oh, nah, I think me is just to put my personality out there more. Because I feel like my friends and family see the real me.
Yeah.
And they're like always laughing. Like, yo, Angela, dude, like you need to start showcasing your personality. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, I think that's the only advice that I can really say, that I can think of right now. Yeah.
I think the advice that I gave earlier, which is being content with yourself.
Yeah.
Because that only doesn't help you with social media. It also helps you with, like, your personal life. Like, how you manage accepting and removing people in your life and how people treat you. If you're content with yourself, there's so much negativity that you prevent.
Yeah.
So I think being content in who I am definitely was... Mm. The best advice that I've received.
Yeah, because I've also realized when you not like focusing too much on what others are doing, you're gonna realize that the hate that's coming from them has nothing to do with you. Mm. It's actually just them and what they're going through has nothing to do with you. Next question. What's your favorite thing to do offline?
I love my craft. I love performing. Mm. I love.
What type of performance do you do?
So I do drama at school. So if I'm not at home, I'm at school rehearsing, especially recently. So if I'm not online, I'm busy with my craft, literally.
I used to do dance, actually. I used to do ballet. I used to do ballet, contemporary, and Spanish. That was in my old school. But initially, I was doing ballet. I've been dancing for, like, what? 12-13 years but then I quit, so now I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing in my free time. I'm just like, what am I doing with my life now?
But besides like making videos, what are you doing? Watching TV?
I just watch TikTok, procrastinate, but also I'm trying to prioritize school a lot.
She's been tapping
like,
in Nah, she's been tapping in.
Last year, other year, my marks were just so bad. So now I'm really prioritizing school and I'm tapping in. Like,
I also feel like the grade that I'm in, it needs me to focus right now. Yeah. So if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I want to fly.
Oh, girl.
Fly. Or be invisible, actually.
Be invisible. Yeah. Because then I just want to see what people are doing. Like,
imagine how much I would know.
That would be fun. That would be very fun.
But at the same time, I feel like, you know, it would sometimes they'd have its negative.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what's one thing that you wish you could tell your grade 8 self?
You're capable. You're so capable. You're beautiful. Mm. And it gets better.
Yeah.
Not really, but it does get better.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'd tell her.
I don't know.
I know what I tell Angela in grade 8.
Yeah.
What would you tell me?
I tell Angela in grade 8. To definitely keep going.
And grow more.
And to keep growing and keep going. I don't think I changed anything in her journey because that little...
I think I've just been the same.
Yeah.
Not really.
With personality.
Yeah, personality definitely.
But
I mean, I feel like you needed that phase where we were just like, Angela, you needed it to be back here.
Yeah, definitely.
I wouldn't change anything. I'd just tell small Ange to keep going.
Mm. And like avoid certain...
Nah, I wouldn't say avoid because it led you here.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Some things maybe needed. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's actually, that ends us, that leads us to the end of this video.
Crazy!
You see, it wasn't that, you know, it wasn't crazy. It wasn't
I was
crazy.
So nervous.
Yeah, I was so nervous, guys. You are.
But thank you, guys.
For no worries. So much
for having
thank you for having us.
Thank you for tuning into Unfiltered Chats with Z. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation as much as I did. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to more unfiltered discussions on a variety of topics. Until next time, stay curious, stay tuned, and stay authentic. This is Z signing out. See you on the next episode.